Hi guys, my name is Kimberly and this is my podcast. Today we are going to talk about a couple different things. First thing being, I am recording in my car, and I feel like this may just have to be a thing because having three children, yes, I have three children. I have two boys and one little girl. And feeling like I never get a break. And when I do get a chance to get a break, I am sleeping, trying to catch up on rest, right? So, my first podcast that I did, I get through it. I'm like telling the kids, like, hey, I'm going to be recording. Let's try to keep quiet. And I get all the way to the end of it. And my 7-year-old and 12-year-old is in the back screaming at each other, right? So I'm like, well, I don't want that to be my first podcast. I don't want that to be the introduction, kids screaming and whatever else. So then, so I'm like, okay, I'm going to record it over. And I'm just like, well, when is the perfect time to do this? And there is no perfect time, at least not the ideal way. So I'm just going to switch it up, and I am recording in my car. So I hope it's not too loud. I hope you don't hear too much noise to keep from getting the message. But yeah, so let's dig in. So on today, we will discuss, I guess we can talk a little bit about why I decided to do a podcast. It was a subject that I thought of after having a conversation with a girlfriend about a good friend of hers who her friend is experiencing some like hardship and stuff with the father of her child. And so then that got me to thinking about how we as women will put up with, you know, hell and hot water for the men in our lives, but men don't do that. You know, men rarely put up with drama, if you will, from women. So, you know, I'm just like, just thinking about it. And so that's kind of been the topic, right? Because I'm single and I'm trying to get into the dating life. And I'm just like, okay, well, what is a quality man and what is a quality woman and what do they bring to the table? Yeah, so that was kind of the original, the originality behind the podcast. And then I just got to thinking, like, wow, you know, I can have a voice for so many other things. Like, there's so many platforms now to have a voice for people who don't have a voice for themselves, right? So why not have a podcast? So, yeah, and I've been so nervous about making these things and putting it out there, because of course it's nervousing when you're doing something different and you're doing something new. So, yeah, so here's to my first podcast. So in other news, I guess the first topic can be relationships, because is that like the struggle area for everybody? And why do we feel so entitled to people? Why do we feel so entitled to men? Men have no entitlement to us, and men will act just as single as they are. So why do we feel the need as women? And this is not to bash women, right? But why do we feel the need as women to feel like men owe us something? They owe us that loyalty. Why do we feel that way? Why do we always force single men to treat us as if we are in a relationship with them? Which I think is what keeps a lot of us as women single. I know me, I'm guilty. I'm dead guilty because I be like, wait a minute, I'm dropping all the hoes. I'm dropping all my guys, guy friends, whatever you want to call them, buddies, whatever else. Like, I'm dropping all them for you. So I need you to do the same. And wrong. You know, since discovering this group that I'm in on Facebook called the Wifed Up Movement, I've learned so many things about what a woman is and what a high quality feminine woman is, or just a feminine woman, right? You know, and so we touch on so many subjects that pertain to these matters. And so it was there where I learned that a feminine woman, just, she acts differently, she reacts differently, and she treats men differently. A feminine woman has respect for men, even if he is just like, we know he ain't no good, right? So what we call them, dogs. That does not mean that you have to disrespect him back. But in no way are you a doormat, right? So then learning, okay, so wait, what does that even mean? How am I not a doormat, but I'm supposed to respect him? What does that look like, and how do I do that? I mean, well, you know, always being honest and telling people how they make you feel is one way not to be a doormat, I would think. And I'm not perfect at this, ladies. So anything I talk about on here, I'm not perfect. I've just either gone through it or I'm going through it. And so we kind of like all going through it together. But I just feel like the message needs to get out to more and more women. But so not being a doormat. So, you know, you don't have to let a person walk all over you. You let a person know how they're making you feel in that moment, you know, how they made you feel. And then the way that helps you with not being a doormat is like the respect that you have for yourself. So how you conduct yourself, how others see you treat yourself is how others are going to treat you. So initially, if you're treating yourself with respect to begin with, people 9 times out of 10 won't treat you like a doormat. But there are the occasional jerks. I know I met one, in fact, not too long ago. And he's just, he was trying to push my buttons. And so I was just like, you know, I kind of let him know, like, you know, you kind of rude, you're a little rude or whatever. But never once that I was like, you is a rude, you a rude nigga, and you an ignorant nigga, and you ain't shit, and da da da. Excuse my French, you know, but not, I didn't do that. I didn't need to do that. But what I did do, because at that moment we were in a mutual friend's house, what I did decide to do was remove myself from that situation. So I would never ask her to be like, you need to make him leave. That's not my place. Unless he was just doing some belligerent stuff, right? And I'm not in a situation to leave myself. But that wasn't my case. In that case, I was able to remove myself from the situation, take myself out of that moment, out of that scene. And that's what I did, you know. And it was one of those late weekend, you know, situations or whatever. So I was already like, well, I'm getting tired. I'm going to get the baby home, you know, all that good sugary stuff. So for me, it wasn't that big of a deal anyway, because I'm like, look, I'm tired, I'm about to go home. And then he's tripping. He's just doing the most, you know, he's too sarcastic for me, which makes me feel like you must be insecure as a man somewhere down in your life. You have some issues that you need to deal with. So I'm not going to let you project those feelings onto me. Which I feel like we, as a lot of women, we allow these men to make us feel less than, or we allow men to like really beat us down for as the women we are. And in that particular moment, I think he was talking about me as having kids or something like that. So I have a 12-year-old, a 7-year-old, and now I have an 8-month-old, soon to be 9 months. And I think he said something to the effect of like, you just kept going, or you just kept having kids or something like that. And I was just like, okay, and your point is, you know. And you know, he tried to tell me about my life, but he don't know me and he don't know my situation. And I don't think that we discussed it. I don't think I filled in that I was a single mom, you know, but he didn't know me. So he don't know. I could have been widowed, or I could have been like my kid's father could have passed, or I could have been married. He didn't know. So who was he to judge me in the sense? And I've had only met him like one other time. I think like one or twice other time. And it wasn't a good situation because, again, he was beating down another woman for whatever reason. It doesn't matter, but it never gives men the right to do that. It doesn't give anybody the right. So that let me know, a lot of things about him. He has insecurity issues, but he tries to make it up for being funny or whatever he thinks he's being. He looks like he could have a decent job, you know, and, you know, whatever. I don't know. Bachelor or whatever, but I could just tell he has issues as a woman. Now that I identify with my own issues, you can kind of just see him in other people. So I say that to say the least, like, who is he to try to tear me down for whatever my situation is? If I decided to have 7 kids, that's none of his business, and nor is it his place. Y'all, okay, I'm gonna let y'all know now. I can lose train of thought fast. Especially if I'm talking about something and I feel strongly about this, you know, it's easy to lose my train of thought. But, you know, just roll with me and get to know me a little bit. So why do we allow men to tear us down? You know, he wasn't right for that. He wasn't right for saying those things, but anyway, I didn't have to disrespect him either. So that was another way I showed him that you're not just going to treat me like anything, and you're not going to walk all over me like I'm some doormat, because I am not. You are going to have respect for me, just like I'm to have respect for you as a man, as a person. That's just human nature. Like, that's just what we should do and what we should be as people. So that is another way to not allow people and men to treat us like doormats, to like not get walked all over, but to make people respect us. So you have to tell people how to treat you, and that's okay. I had to learn that was okay, you know. And I used to be like, well, wait, but what if this happens, or what if that happens? Okay, well, you know, you just gotta roll with it. And 9 times out of 10, the way you say things will, that's what determines how the outcome is going to be, right? So if I was like, first of all, you need to watch your tone and don't talk to me like that, that will cause a person to be like, okay, so what you want to do, right? Fighting words, it's a fight. Now the situation is hostile, is intense. But if I'm like, look, you know, I really, you know, I don't know you like that, you don't know me that way, and I just would really appreciate it if you wouldn't try to get so personal with me, or if you wasn't, you know, being rude, like, you know, whatever your personality is, whoever you are as a person, you're free to be that person, but just kind of try to tone it down a little bit with me, if you don't mind, you know, because I'm sensitive and you don't know how I may react. So yeah, you don't even got to go into so much detail. You just let a person know, like, hey, look, you know, I don't know you like that. You don't know me that way. I don't know you that well. And I would not want to say anything that would, you know, ultimately hurt your feelings or make you feel some type of way. So, you know, let's just try not doing that. Let's kind of be careful with the words that we choose to use when talking to each other. And that's how you treat a person, you know, that's how you get a person to kind of like pipe down a little bit, and to treat you with the respect you deserve. And then I would think, if I'm not mistaken, that same girlfriend, she had a barbecue the next day, and he had stopped through with a lady friend, and he had a totally different outlook and personality towards me. That, you know, we didn't fall out, we didn't have a disagreement, you know. I just simply said to him, like, you know, you a little rude, you seem to be a little rude or whatever. And he was like, yeah, I've been told that. And he kind of joked a little bit or whatever about what I was saying, but he didn't go too far, he didn't disrespect me, call me on my name, he didn't do any of that stuff. So and so then the next day he kind of checked himself too on, you know, how he was approaching me, the things he was saying to me. You know, he even went out his way to say, you know, this is just me, I don't mean no harm, blase, blase this, blase, blase that. Now, I will say for the other young lady that was there that he was talking to and getting on, that wasn't the same outcome for her. Which, in the same case, the same situation, he was having a conversation with her the same night that he would call himself trying to come down on me. You know, she said she wasn't being as respectful as she could have been. So then the next day when he came across her again, you know, he had more words for her. He had other things to say to her. He had looks. You know what I'm saying? It just wasn't. And he was picking at her. Now, do I think that that's okay? No, I don't. I think that you're being a bully at this point. Why are you messing with her? But that's none of my business, because he ain't doing it to me. But doesn't mean that I, you know, of course we watch certain things, but he wasn't like hurting the girl or nothing like that. Cause of course you won't watch that. But it's just saying that because she didn't teach him how to treat her, or the way she came off taught him how to treat her in that moment, he feel like it's okay to mess with her and push her around, because he knows how to push her buttons and he knows how to get her in her feelings, in a sense, if you think about it. Because now he knows what triggers her and he knows how to bother her and how to make her mad. And, you know, that's not what you do to get people to respect you and not treat you like a doormat. Saying all this to say, you know, we as women have to start get back to treating our men with respect, no matter what, you know, no matter the situation. You don't put yourself out there to be treated like a doormat, but you definitely most certainly do not allow people to disrespect you. And I know that can possibly be a hard thing, especially if you are passive aggressive. And I believe passive aggressive is when you kind of like a little bit more on the shy side. You know, you don't really speak up for yourself. You're a little quiet. I definitely can be passive aggressive, and I can also be aggressive at certain times. And please, y'all, if I'm saying it wrong, let me know. In fact, I'm going to be sure to look it up in the dictionary to make sure. In fact, let's look it up right now. While I am recording, because I just do not like to give out the wrong information. That bothers me, because it bothers me when people give me the wrong information. Don't send me out into the world like giving out wrong information. That is not cool at all. So let's look up the definition of passive aggressive, and it is, let's see here, passive aggressive. So the meaning of passive aggressive is of or, let's see, then, denoting a type of behavior or personality characterized by indirect resistance to the demands of others and an avoidance of direct confrontation. Okay, yes, I was right. So I can be a little passive aggressive at times, but please don't get it twisted. So I don't like confrontation. When I was younger and then with a different mind frame, I didn't care what I said to you, how I offended you, right? But, you know, you have to grow sometimes, and you have to change. You have to, like, learn how to change your mentality and your, you know, your, the way you talk to people, and just so you get different outcomes. Why did I say that, y'all? Why did I even bring up passive aggressiveness behavior? Definitely, okay, so you definitely don't want to be passive aggressive, because then it just, you will just get walked over, right? So I've had to learn how to speak up for myself and not be so passive aggressive, especially with men. You know, I've been in situations. situations. I've been in numerous of situations before, and you know, I think a lot of that came from the situations I've been in previously. Kind of is what molded me to start having this like passive aggressive attitude towards people, feeling like I don't want to say the wrong thing to be in this situation, or I don't want to say the wrong thing to put myself in a situation of being abused by a man or anything like that. But now, getting older and learning that you can be aggressive without being attacking people or making people feel less than or belittling people. You know, you can definitely be aggressive in the right situation with people. So we have to, as women, hold ourselves accountable. We have to learn how to learn what masculine respect is, right? And then we have to respect ourselves to get the respect that we want and we deserve. Because men, we always talk about men being lost and men this and men that. I know this was really big for me. I was that woman. And sometimes I still find myself, but I'm also holding myself accountable. So what do you do and what's your behavior like, right? But it's so easy to point the finger at men and be like, he this or he doing that and da-da-da. Now you have two options. You will have the option to not deal with that person, right? And you also have the option to, say what you need to say, tell that person what it is that's on your mind, and then go from there. And if they change the behavior, great. If not, then, you know, then plan A, move around. Which is another way we tell people, like, how to treat us and how not to be a doormat. Let's see what else. So that's really like with relationships. So that's like the biggest thing with, I feel like, in relationships, or having relationships and encountering relationships. Oh y'all, why do I feel like my tire is going flat again, y'all? Oh, please no. Say it ain't so, Jesus. Say it ain't so. I just had this happen. I just got a new tire. Well, I had to get this tire fixed. I feel like that's like rule number one in relationships. I feel like let's learn how to have respect. Let's learn how to have masculine respect for our men, you know, whether they're masculine or not. But also learning not to be walked over by teaching a person how to respect us. Let's definitely, you know, stand up for ourselves when need be, but in the process of not making one feel bad, or, you know, without downing that man for just being what he's used to, you know, in a sense. The behavior really came from us as women, whether it be their moms, their sisters, or whoever. Like, we are to blame for, I'm sorry, guys. We are to blame for that type of behavior. So we have to take accountability for what we have done. And it may have not even been you directly to that person, right? Don't take it personal, ladies. And this is, once again, not bashing, but I'm just stating facts that we as women have to be accountable for what we do and how we allow men to treat us, because that is what is going to teach him how to treat the next sister that he encounters, or the next woman he encounters, right? You know, so if we all get on one accord, y'all, we can like get our community back on track and get our man back to loving us and not hating us. And not only will we, by giving them the respect that they deserve as men, not only will that, you know, teach them how to treat us, but also it will teach them not to be so aggressive and not be so attacking in such a negative way to where it's hurting women. Yeah, some men are just narcissistic, and you know, it's just, some men are just mean. I know a couple of guys like that, but a lot of that comes from women and how women react to men like that when they're being that way. So I have a choice. I can either keep dealing with that person, or I can teach him how to treat me, you know. And sometimes you have to cut off the cutoff game. But anyway, so yes, this was just me introducing myself. This is me introducing my podcast, and I don't have a name yet and a theme music. This is so new to me, guys. So please bear with me, and please continue to join me on this journey of so many things we're going to talk about: self-love, relationships, parenting, everything. Like, this is just not one podcast for one thing. I feel this is something that we need to just touch on as a community. And I feel like not enough people are doing it, not enough people are touching on it. It's so much praise for this foolishness that's going on, which is keeping our community bounded and keeping us in a bad place ultimately. But anyhow, so yes, thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much for being a part of, you know, my movement and my journey, because not only are you guys taking it, but I'm taking this journey with you guys. I'm not perfect. I am by far not perfect, and I am still learning these things every day. I'm still learning self-love and masculine respect, y'all, believe it or not. I'm still learning these things day by day, but the more when you start, it helps to, you know, get on track, and so to keep going. Thank you so much for tuning in. You know, much love. And I hope you guys have a beautiful and wonderful day. And remember, masculine respect. Like, let's make that homework. Let's respect at least one guy, whether it be, you know, not snapping on him, or, you know, just tell him how he made you feel in that moment. Just, let's look it up. And what is the definition of masculine respect? Okay, and how do I do this? Let's study that. Let's make that the first thing we do, because I feel like when we do that, that will open up to the door to other things that we are going to encounter in relationships, right? So we have to have respect for each other, and if you are in a relationship, definitely, you know, I want you to take that and really focus on, well, what does that look like, and how can I have respect for my masculine man, you know, and how can I have respect for him? Because I feel like, and I know I said I was about to end, y'all, but I just thought of something else, and I'm gonna keep it short, brief, because I have to get back to work, actually. But how can I have respect for my man? Because if I have respect for him, you know, if this is somebody you claiming to be your spouse or significant other, then, you know, if you're going through things with that person, then let's try looking from the outside, looking in first, and what can I be doing that may project him to be acting this way or treating me this way, or if he's cheating or whatever. Now, I do not support men that cheat. Secondly, if he's cheating, I'm not saying that it's you, that you are making him cheat. I'm just saying that, and then, you know, it depends on the type of guy you have too. Some men just cheat. Yes, yes, yes. I know, ladies, some men cheat, okay? Don't bite my head off, please. But let's look at things from a different way. Let's have a different perspective, and let's have a different way of thinking about situations, okay? But let's try giving the respect that man deserves. So instead of yelling at him saying, why didn't you clean up or take out the trash? Didn't I ask you to take out the trash? Men know, men hear us. And the way you talk to him is how he's going to perceive it. Maybe, you know, just saying, hey, babe, you know, I know you may have had a busy day. You know, would you mind taking out the trash for me? Would you mind grabbing the trash? I guess I just noticed that it was still here. And so I appreciate you for who you are and everything that you do. But you're just starting to smell a little bit. Would it be okay if you took out the trash? Or even if you have kids, you know, if you come home. Like for me, I have a 12-year-old, so I don't touch the trash, but he does. So for me, how can I teach my son how to be respectful and to have respect for himself to where he won't let a woman talk to him any kind of way as he get older? So I'm setting the bar for him. So for me, instead of me coming in and saying, why didn't y'all take out the trash? Y'all been here, you done this, you had time before I got home. Why is the trash not taken out? Hey, son, How was your day? I hope you guys had a fun day at camp. My kids are in camp. I hope you had a good day. And I know you may have just got busy with other things, but I really would love for you if you could take out the trash. Or I really need for you to take the trash out, please. Whatever. You know, it's just about the way you say things and how you say it and the way you say it and what's your tone like. You know, so just let's keep those things in mind, ladies. So yes. Today, this is about women and how we are coming off and the masculine respect that we got to start having for men if we want them to get back to being the men that we need them to be for our communities and for our homes, right? So that, I think this would be a good step. So once again, thank you guys for tuning in and really thank you guys for listening. And I am so open to criticism, feedback. I just want to hear what you guys think of, you know, what I had to say, the discussions. Like I said, I'm new to the podcast thing. So once I kind of get it all figured out with everything, you know, we are definitely going to explore different options and, you know, the music and all that great stuff that comes with having podcasts. But anywho, so thank you guys. I hope you have a good rest of the day and I hope you have a great, wonderful, positive day. And God bless you. Bye-bye.